10% Tithing Equals 100% Blessings by Jennifer M. Severino. Somehow, obedience on the installment plan just didn't seem right. I believe the words of the prophet Malachi when he said that the Lord pours out blessings to those who pay tithing. See Malachi 3 and 10. I had no problem believing that. But when it came to actually paying my tithing, I had trouble. On payday, I would set aside money for tithing. However, my payday often came in the middle of the week. And when I needed money later in the week, I would borrow money from my tithing. I always told myself I would replace the money and give my tithing to the bishop on Sunday. But this plan didn't work. Usually, I was unable to return the money, so I would plan to pay the tithing I owed from my next paycheck. I tried to do this, but then very little would be left of my paycheck. Things went on like this for almost the whole first year I earned my own income. Then one day I had a realization. A sales representative came to our house. He explained that I could pay for an appliance on an installment plan, receiving the item now and paying for it later. As he spoke, a question entered my mind. Does the Lord give blessings on an installment plan? The next day in my institute class, a verse of scripture we discussed answered my question. I, the Lord, am bound when ye do what I say. But when ye do not what I say, ye have no promise. Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verse 10. Every commandment brings blessings, and always in full. But we must keep the commandment, not just plan to keep it. That night I prayed for forgiveness for paying my tithes in such a lazy manner. Now that I am paying my tithing faithfully, my life seems better. And I have found that I am happier living on 90% of my money with the Lord's blessings than I ever was living on 100% of my money without them. End of 10% Tithing Equals 100% Blessings by Jennifer M. Severino. New Era Classic,